Okay, we are in Simishin Chav Dalid. We're up to Siv Beis. And I hope today to cover the next six or seven Sifim. They all mistaivev on the same set of Nidainim. And that is the halacha of Ninim Mitzdarf and Zamzeh. We know that there are five types of grains, five types of things that we consider to be the equivalent of wheat. Wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. And those five, each unto itself is a mechaya b'chala, and that we know. The question that we're going to deal with today in all these sifim are various variations of a tziruf of different types of wheat together. Today, I don't think it's common, certainly not for a lady in her home, to make a dough that has mixed flour, with the exception of something like oatmeal cookies, where they mix oats and flour to make oatmeal cookies. So we're going to learn the halachas, we'll try to learn them and understand them, but we'll try to spend time more on the nekudas that are nogeya. The background is what appears to be a stira in two mishnayos. The very first mishnah, Masechet Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, says chameshes haminim mitzdarf in ze em ze. Easy mishnah. The five minim are mitzdarf, one with the other. And if you stop there, so there's no big arichus. The five minim amitztarif, and all the types of flour have the same dinim, and shalom al Yisrael. There's another mishnah in Perek Dalet that says they're only mitztarif in a specific seder, the seder which is going to be the arichos of Siv Beis, that certain things are mitztarif with other things, and certain things are not. Chitim are not mitztarif. Only with Kusmin, and Kusmin is Mistarif with others, and Sairim is Mistarif with everything except for Shif, Chitim, and there's a mixture that are Mistarif, things that I guess are more normal to be mixed. So, well, no, it has to do with the taste, because it seems arbitrary when you read the words, this is Mistarif with that, and not that with this. It has to do with, I guess, all the Derech to mix and to be Mistarif things. So it seems to be a stira, and it's the Yerushalmi, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, yes, the Kasha. It's not a Achreinish Kasha. The Gemara Masechtas Chala is only Yerushalmi. There's no Bavli on Chala. And the Yerushalmi asks the stira. And the Yerushalmi answers, and this is what we're going to have to explain, that one is talking by a mixture, the Irvon, when you mix the flowers together, and one is talking by Isais Noishkim Zezeh. Now, Isais Noishkim means you made a separate dough. You made a wheat dough, and a barley dough, and an oat dough, and they're touching each other. Noishkim Zezeh, if there will be the same min on Mitztarif. So the first Mishnah, which says Kolamina Mitztarif, and is talking when you mix it. And the second Mishnah is talking by Isais Noishkim. I'm sure that you've never had Isais Noishkim in your house. It's a very infrequent occurrence. So as far as halacha lemaisa is concerned, it would make life a lot easier. It does make life a lot easier. Yerushalmi's pshat. It comes out when people have shailas, it's mitzdarif. So how do you make oatmeal cookies? Anybody know?
You sprinkle a few oats in the wheat flour.
And it's mixed as flour. Since it's mixed as flour, so chameshes minim mitzdarif and zeh em zeh. Shalom al Yisrael. There's no issue. There's no problem. And it's mistarif, and there is no issue. So this is sort of the background to all the sifrim we're going to learn, that the adinim of iruv and the adinim of isais noishkim zeh when you're ma'ariv, then mistarif. Pumpernickel? Half pumpernickel. I mean the dough, it's a mixture of doughs, where the doughs are interwoven. Okay, so let me, that's the second step. There's the Taz here, which we're going to see inside in a minute, the Taz says, what about if you mix those? Now he's talking when you mix them in a mixer. Now, if you mix flour, everything's mistarif. You have separate doughs, they touch each other,
It's only mitzdarif in the order that we're going to learn. Why don't you take two doughs, you put them in a mixer, and you mix them together? So the Taz says here in Sifkot and Beis that hu adin if you mix it isa, it's the same din. He says not like the prisha, who he quotes at the end. So machlaik is the Taz and the prisha. So we'll learn it inside in a moment. The Yeshua Siakim on the side says that, you know, each one said a svara, nobody brought any rayas. He tries to bring rayas. So when you mix those together in a mixer, that's a machlaikas. When you have these so-called half pumpernickels, which are two doughs that are interwoven, they have these bilkalach where they braid the two different doughs. So lemaisa, when they do it in the bakery, each one has a shirchala. It's not so negev. But let's say each one will be half the shirchala, three quarters the shirchala, and you would mix them together. So, but if they would be different minim, then it would be a case of isa nashkazasa. Isa is that are together. If they're baked, I don't know that anybody says baked is together is changes things. And if they would be two minim, it would be. The fact is that it's exactly the same thing. One has a little coloring, one doesn't have coloring. But it is no normal bakeries don't have pumpernickel. They have dark colored rye bread, and that's the way it is. Right? So I'm not sure. I think the multigrain bread, I think they're mixed as flour and baked. That sort of appears from the texture. And if so, it's mistarif to the shechala, and therefore it's good. So for the most part, we have a pretty clear set of halachis. It comes out that halach l'maisa, it's rare that we have to memorize the Seder of the Sif. Let's learn it anyway. Naturally, we're going to get to a discussion later of other ingredients mixed in, if they're mitzdarif, if things like that. But now, for now, we're talking about the Chameshas Minim. Okay, the first of Beis, don't feher me on it, because it's written in a, well, it seems to be a confusing way. Well, let's see Sif Beis. The beginning is easy enough. Chameshas Minei Tfuah Mitzdarfin, that's Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph. Five Minei Tfuah Mitzdarf, Shim Ein B'Isa Ela Chameshas Revoah Mechamishtan Mitzdarfin. You have five Reva HaKavs, one of each of the five Minim. It's mixed together. It's Mitzdarf to a Shir Chala. V'medemar V'armamurim B'Shir Van Kemach. When is that all true? If you mix them when they're flour, so when you made the dough, it was the shear. Avalam losh kalechad levadai. Vein by kishir, umidavkei leminacher. But if each one is made separately and it has no shear, umidavkei leminacher, and it's touched, it's dovuk, it's connected to another min, a mitzdarf in ela bezeh haseder. It's not mitzdarf only with the seder of Perek Dalet, which is the following. Here we go. Hachitim, a mitzdarf in ela im ha Kusmin. The chitim, chita saira. No. So, how does it go again? Chita, saira, kusmin, shibela shal, v'shifain. So, shifain is rye, and shibela shal is oats, and kusmin is spelt. Okay. So, chitim only mistarif is spelt. A kutsim mistarif and kolecha liyechot. But kusmin itself is mistarif with everything. Sairim barley, mitzarfim hakoel, chusmin machitim. We said chitim not mitzarf with sairim, so sairim not mitzarf with chitim. Shifa is rye, mitzarfim sairim, because we said sairim is mitzarf with everything. Vikusmin, it's also mitzarf in kusmin, which we also said it's mitzarf with everything. Velayim shibela shoal, but not with oats. Vichitim ochit. Shibela shoal, mitzarfim sairim. Bekaisimim, v'layim chitim v'shifayim. Okay, you got it. Ola harambam kusim shvel shol v'shifayim mitzarfin. Yeah. Now v'mlosh kol mi v'min levade v'yesh by kashir. Now this is all to be mitzarf to the shear. What happens if you have separate doughs? Each one is the shear. V'roitzel hafresh v'min zelzeh. You want to be mafresh from one min on the other. Im afresh ne'el al minai. We have a rule, which is by Truma, the Eim Afrishin Min Al Sheinei Minai, and we said many times that there's a hekish of in the pasuk of Chala, which is Mukish to Truma, Kein Terimu Gam Atem. Ketzad, Eimer Frisha Chitim al Shomecha Meyam, Veloi Shomecha Meyam Aleyam, because of Shifa and Freshin Zalzeh, Cheshvel Shal Seber Mishin Zalzeh, as we had earlier. Iriv, now here there's a Chiddush in the Ramah. Iriv, Kav, you have to concentrate on this case. Okay, Iriv Kav, now the shear is 5/4 of a Kav, which means one Kav is less than the shear. Okay? Reva HaKav, you need Chamesh Revi'im, 5/4, which is 1 1/4. Irev Kav Me'isa, Im Kav Acher Me'isa She'enei Minai. You took less than the share of one, less than the share of another, and they were Noishach one the other. The Chalkai, and then you separated them. The Potter. The Chalkai Achaka. V'hoisif HaKol Echad Reva HaKav Me'minai. Now at each dough, which was less than the shear, you added minai to make it a shear. Chayv v'chala, kibush in the star, fukshayim urav. They were never chayv v'chala. It was a kav and a kav. When they touched, they were not mitzdarif. So therefore, you added more, now it's chayv. Avol, now here's the chiddush. Im irev kav kemach, im kav kemach mimin acher, al das l'chalkoi. You took a kav of kemach with another kav of kemach, al das l'chalkoi, the cholkon, it means that you made a dough, because if it's still kamach, it would be pashut.
A mixed dough or two separate doughs?
Two separate doughs, and then you separate it. V'hoisev ha-kol echad roi v'ha-kav miminai. And you added on each one a roi v'ha-kav of its min. Potter. Now, why should it be potter? It's machlek is v'shayin taich. Now, let me just say the case. Again, the case is, you have a kav and a kav of things that normally would be mitzdarif. There's a din that if you make a dough al das lechalek, we're going to have this later in Shechavav, if you make a dough al das lechalek, then it's not mitzdarif. Two ladies get together and make a dough al das, each one will take less than the shear home, al das lechalek, so it's not mitzdarif. If you separate it, if you don't separate it, you keep it together, it is mitzdarif. So here you separated it. And now you add it, potter. It's potter. Why is it potter? Because at the time it reached the level of a shear, it was chayiv. It had a zaitika potter. So now it can't get a chiyuv later. Those are the words. Now here there's a machlaikis, the rash and the rush. You had a less than the shear of two doughs that are mitzdarif. And you touch them together in a way that be'etzem they should be mitzdarev. What? Two minim that are mitzdarev zamzeh. Right? The two different minim al das l'chalek. Yeah, but it means you made it into a dough. As it says. What?
Why should be the two separate
dough? Okay, the Shach tells you. You want to know what it means? Kima shabol dechayva pamachas benifteru kishachelkan shovei chayzul dechiyav chalav baizal kolachad revakav till come on to mishin chavav. This is brought later in shin chavav. It's boli dechiyav pamachas benifteru. It was made, even though it was mixed kemach, it was made into separate doughs. It was made originally into one dough, and but a dough in a way that you could be mechalik.
I'm going to take care of it. You're going to take care of it.
Okay, I'll read to you Shin Chavav Siv Dalet. Shnayim Shasu Isa Kashir V'Cholkua. Two people made a shear Isa that should be Kashir. It's already Kadechiyav. V'Cholkua, while it was still dough, they separated it in a way that each one had less than the shear. V'Acha Kachaysiv Kol Echad Al Chelkoi Achashlima L'Shir. Then each person added on his own chalik to make it a shear. So it sounds like an easy case. Two ladies get together and they take, let's say the shear is, let's say 4 pounds. So they make between themselves 4 pounds of dough, and each one takes 2 pounds home. When it was 4 pounds, it would have been chayiv. But since it was daitam lechalik, and they were mechalik, so therefore it's potter. So therefore each one took 2 pounds home. They have to separate chala. Now they add flour to it and they make it into 5 pounds. So now it remains potter. Harizeh petura. Once Bishas making an Isa and had a Ptur, the Ptur remains. It's a Chiddush. The Gra here brings two pshatim in the Rishayim. The Gra is later in Shechavav Sivkat Neches. The Gra here alludes to it, but it's clearer there. He brings the Yerushalmi. Vevio Yerash. He says, Arash Varaivin, Tamalza. Chein Arash Kasim, Miyutema. I say, why should this be? It was Takav had a Chiyav, but the Chiyav, you weren't, didn't separate Chala. So why is it a Ptur that it had a Chiyav and it had a Ptur? Upirish. Now he brings the Machlekes Rishayim. First he brings the Rashi's Pshat. Shefrishu Chala Mikaidim. When a Shimshin learns, it means that before you were Machalik it, you separated Chala. Ratzalai Mishaloyo Yadaita Mitchila Lachalik. Originally they didn't plan to be Machalik it, so that's easy. According to the Rashi, they made a dough, it was Chayim and Chala, separated Chala, and they separated it. So, I don't know what the Chiddush is. Aval HaRosh HaRamah V'Atur Kosev Kepashtei. But the other Rishayim, not like Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Torah, Taishtit Kepashim Pshat, Vayin Shin Chavdal Zepes Bahagah, and he's second Sutas, V'Gam Shom Devar of Stumen, and even here in Shin Chavdal, it's unclear, Mashikosev Adas L'Chalkam V'Chilkam, V'Losh Nator, if you wouldn't have this explanation, you read this Ramah, it's very hard to know what he means. Aval Hudafka, the Gros says, Aval Hudafka Adas L'Chalkam La'Noshim Harbe Kahanal, Kvois Kosev Yerushalmi, Hamachnas Chalois, V'chulu K'dei L'Chalkam, is Potter, Chenu Divrei Hator, V'Harav. And that's what the Ramah means. So the way the Gros teaches, the Pshat is you make a dough. It's enough to be Chayim and Chalam. But it has a ptur because daite lechalik, because you made it in order to separate it, and you did separate it. Because if you didn't separate it, it would get a nuchiyah, and you separated it. Once it came lidechiyah, and it had a ptur, so it'll never come lidechiyah a second time. It's as if you were yaitzi dechal, even though you make a bracha lavishkala, you didn't can't even get anything from it.
But these two women didn't intend to put to themselves. What they intended to do was to share the word lechalik. Why don't they say Techalit means they want to intend to cut themselves, but if they intended to share it, then they said,
well, if they intended to bake it and share it, you're right. Here they intended to divide the dough.
But to share it, they said, well, each take.
Well, sharing and dividing, if you mean dividing, that's fine. You know, you can, there are two ways to share something. You know, I can have a bag of potatoes and I share it with you.
Right.
I take a bag of potatoes and pour half for you and half for me. One is dividing it, and one is sharing it.
So,
one is it's one, and we're sharing it, and one is we divide it into two.
They didn't have any intent to put themselves in the mitzvah of challah. All they did is they want to share it. The two women want to share a mitzvah.
I have a checking account. There's occasionally money there, so I share it with my wife. Okay, my wife can write out any amount she wants. I can write any amount I want. Now, if I would say, let's divide it. You get half and I get half, it would be a different situation.
Different,
I'd save a lot of money. So one is dividing and one is sharing. Here we're talking that you're dividing it. Okay, we're going to talk about sharing. It's also in Shin Chavav. If you bake it, to divide it after the baking.
But that's
interesting. It's a good question. What if he eats something that by itself is a share? It would be mistaver that should be chayiv, but I don't know.
You can't take
Anyway, this is the halacha of this Ramah. I doubt it's going to come up on a regular basis in anybody's home, and that's why I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But this is what the Ramah says. Just a quick glance at Taz Beis. That's what it says there. Shichavav, it doesn't say there were two minim. Shichavav, it says, Shnaim Shasu Isa Kashir V'chalkua. Doesn't say anything about two minim there.
Ramaz
is saying this is a hemshah from the first half, which is Torah Shani. Okay, just Taz Beis. Nira hu adinim mosu mekol achas isa b'tnei atzmai v'ira v'isais achanasu gofechad mitzdarf. This could happen in the house. If you make something like oatmeal cookies, you make an oat dough and a flour dough. K'shem b'chalecha k'shir, and each one doesn't have a shear, and then you mix it. The Taz holds it's chayim chala. Domer b'Yerushalmi dafka b'dibuk al yedei neshicha. I told you, Yerushalmi has the stira of Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Perak Dalet, the two Mishnahis. It says ha k'she'irvan and ha k'she'isais noishchais. So the Taz says, Isais Noishkais is the only time you have a Ptur. The Yushami says, Dafka Bidibu Chayde Nishicha in a Kovitz Tatim. Masha Demeim Nasu, Echor, Vishayim Heim Nasu, if they made it to those, the Echor have a bowl. You have a different girsa? Nasu Echor, I don't know how the girsa here is. Imeim Nasu. Le Echor, okay. If they made it to one, Ubalul. That's why the Ramah is Neshicha because of Beis Yosef. Avalim Irav Yisais Mamish have a Kameirav Kemach Bekemach. So the Taz Paskins, if you mix those, any two minim on its tariff, of Prisha Kosav Hairav Hainu Afil Irav Yisais, Vacholkan Vutumu Amoin. So the Taz Paskins that Irav Yisa Beisa and Irav Kemach Bekemach is the same. So we have our rule of thumb, the Chamisha Minim Mitzdarf and Zamzeh, the Nesivis and Derech Achayim Paskins like the Taz against the Prisha, and the Leket HaKemach, which as I mentioned to you earlier, a Likud Sefer, he brings that to Miri. Today we have the Miri and Chala Paskins the same way, which Halacha L'maisa makes it very Gishmak. Anytime you mix two flours or two doughs together into one dough, it's Chayim and Chala, Chamisha Minim Mitzdarf and Zamzeh. The complicated exceptions are in the rare cases of Isais Neushchen Zezeh. If you have a Shal of Isais Neushchen, you're going to have to pull out the Shulchan Aruch. It's kind of hard to memorize the whole Seder of combinations.
Types of wheat, like whole wheat and plain wheat, is not a problem.
All right, whole wheat is Sif Gimel. That's more halacha l'maisa. All right, let's get to Sif Gimel. What? I think there's no pattern, but I think the Seder has to do with the culinary practice of mixing things up. That doesn't say it here, but the Shach and Sif Gimel mentioned such a thing. And okay, Sif Gimel is much on the Gala Halacha. It's the halacha of whole wheat items. Today, whole wheat is popular. People eat matzah of whole wheat and other products of whole wheat. The question is whether for Shir Chala you count only the flour, or whether you count the bran as well. In whole wheat. Now, in Hebrew, there are two words for the sheaf or the bran that grows with wheat. As you all know, wheat grows in a stalk. It's separated from the stalk. It's then ground. In the grinding, there's one level of separation, shas ketisha. When they bang it to separate the kernel, not grinding, but banging, when they bang it to separate the kernel, there are pieces that fall off. And later, when they grind it, the soft things don't grind well. Dry wheat, I mentioned to you many times, that you can't grind fresh wheat. If you take fresh wheat and grind it, you get a paste. It sticks, you get a mush. Wheat is dry. The Chazal always talk about leaving the wheat out in the field to dry. And when they leave in the field or in the silo, it dries. When it's dry, you can grind it. The second level of bran that's on it is, I guess, like the, think of a peanut is the best way. Remember the olden days, peanuts used to grow in hard shells? And then under it, there was a soft brown. So the hard shell, I guess, is the equivalent of one layer. That even when you bang it, if you bang it to separate it, the hard shell would be separate. And then you have the soft, which comes out. One is when you ketisha, when you bang it, and one is sort of like a skin. When you grind it, it doesn't grind well, and in the napa, in the sifter, it comes out. Now, the two names are morsin and subin. Now, which one is morsin and which one is subin? What's the taich? Well, I guess you could take an art scroll, but I'm going to look at Mishnah Berurah instead. Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, and I'm reading to you now from Hilchos Matzah. Tufnun Dalet Sif Aleph. Now we're going to have to explain this. The Mechaber says, "Ein yaitzin loy bepas subin v'loy bepas morsin." You can't be yaitzin eating challah with bran matzah, with eating bran. Now there's two things. There's whole wheat, which is the flour including the whole wheat, and then there's bran. Bran means you take just the bran without the flour and you make a bread out of it.
It's not even with
hummus. So the Shulchan Aruch, you're right. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not yaitza with bread made just out of the bran itself. Loi b'pas subin, loi b'pas morsin. Which is which, says the Mishnah Berurah. Subin hainu klipa hanesheres b'shas ketisha. Subin is the part, the harder part, that falls up first. Umorsin hainu klipa daka hanesheres b'napa. And the second is the morsin, which is the part that falls out in the sifter. V'yesh mefarshin behepuch. Some say the taich is the other way around. Darach HaShulchan here has it the other way around, the hepuch. I suspect that this happened because the dinim are the same, Subin and Morrison. Okay. So a matter of Hebrew, they have different words for it, which just goes to show that the people who know Hebrew, like you, are going to have to learn Lashon Kodesh when Mashiach comes. We have to find out, because Mashiach is a Torah about Subin and Morrison. But even that, we don't know which is which. You know, it's but okay. But it's fine.
You're
going
to have to unlearn. What
are you
going to have to learn?
I got news for you. He's ahead of you.
I know that.
So you know, I always wanted my kids to know the difference between Lashon Nekev and Lashon Zachar when they talk. People talk English, I'm going. No difference. So whenever I leave the house, I tell my wife, Ani Holechet. So she always laughs. So my kids grew up knowing that it's a joke, Ani Holechet, right? You get the joke. So whatever Subin and Morrison is, I guess the moral of the story is there's not such a big difference between Subin and Morrison. They both have the same demon. Arguing tight, it's not enough to mean a la locha though. It could be some places they said it one way, some places said it the other way. I don't know. I don't know. They know Mishnah Berurah, I think, brings the Maramachim for this dispute. It says one is Rashi and one's the Rambam. Okay, I think. Okay, at any rate, let's learn the halacha. Okay, now let's learn the halacha. We're going to assume Subin and Morrison, we're going to use the Lashon of whole wheat or bran, whatever Lashon, for both together, because there's no big difference. There's no difference at all. Chamesh and Reveyan Halalu, Sifkim. Now listen carefully. Okay. Let's learn Sifkim. Chamesh and Reveyan Halalu. Hasa'or, the yeast. Vasubin, Vahamorsim, and all types of whole wheat parts. Mitzdarfin Lahashlim. They count to the shear. Now it sounds clearly like sugar doesn't count to the shear. He says, what counts to the shear? Sugar. Okay. Or spices. They don't count. What counts is the flour with the yeast. Sa'ar is not the yeast we have today. Today the dry yeast you have is not chametz. The dry yeast you have today is, what is yeast? These famous are bacteria. They're organisms. What's yeast? Yeast is an organism. It goes into the flour. It eats the flour, and it excretes what we eat, which includes CO2, which gives the air particles to the. Now that organism occurs naturally in flour, but it can be grown anywhere. The dry yeast they have today is mostly grown on corn, because corn is the cheapest thing we have. When we talk about yeast, yeast is alive. So what yeast is in the time of the Gemara, what they used to do, remember, how did you touch yeast in Yiddish?
Sourdough.
Sourdough. What's sourdough? If you take flour and water, you let it stand, these bacteria are going to make it grow. It's going to grow with time. We don't have time for this. So we had yeast. Yeast is just more of the bacteria, which make it happen. These organisms make it rise more quickly. Now, you all know, if you leave a dough too long, it turns sour. Why does it turn sour? Because it keeps on. The organisms keep on eating. They keep on. If you don't kill them, then they're going to keep on going. What we do is we put it in the oven, and the heat kills the organisms, and it stops growing. But if you leave it there, it's going to grow and grow and grow. The organisms are going to multiply, multiply, and multiply. Sourdough, sa'ar, is this flour. You want to have yeast? You don't have to buy yeast in the store. Take a little bit of your dough. Don't put it in the oven. Let it stand. And it's going to become more and more sour. And then you take a little bit of that and you mix it into your next dough, and that's going to serve as yeast. That's our, that's yeast.
Serve in your house.
This is the way it works.
You
don't serve the yeast, but the yeast is Eid Roy Lachila. The Gemara says, as it didn't chum, it's Miser Sakos. It's really not Roy Lachila. The Torah says, Chametz and Sarah Chametz is us. So back to Shulchan Aruch.
So that's the soil that we use, the yeast that we use.
The yeast we use is not mistarif this year. So Chamisha Reveim Asar Simen Vamursim Mitzarfen Lahashlim. Now listen carefully, it gets complicated. Im Loshon Beloy Harkada. If you did it, you took the flour, they took the wheat, you made it into flour, and you took the whole flour, you didn't sift out the bran, the whole flour, you made a dough, Im Loshon Beloy Harkada, it's all mitzarif. Shalom Yisrael, good. Avo. Imrikid vehifrish morsim mitaychan. Let's say you sifted it and you separated some of the bran. V'chaz of the irvan ima, you let it, you put it back. Aim it starfin. You got what's going on here? If it's there originally, it's a tuffle. It counts as part of it. But if you separate it and then you add it later, that's called a separate ingredient, and it's not mitzarif. Right? Similar to the Chafetz Chaim writes in Sefer Chafetz Chaim that before you become you go into business, you have to learn these simanim in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat. It's like five or six simanim. So someone once asked me, why don't we make classes? Everyone go into business. Chafetz Chaim says to learn these five or six simanim. What are the five or six simanim? They talk about when you sell wheat, how many pebbles are allowed to be in it. It talks about anything you sell, it goes from min to min. So the halacha is, let's say you sell pistachio nuts. You're allowed to have a certain amount of empty shells inside because it's natural. Whatever is normal, you're allowed to have. But it says, if you pull out the shells, you're not allowed to put them back. You're not allowed to put them back. You're cheating the customer. He doesn't want to buy shells. He wants to buy nuts. If you pull out the pebbles, you can't throw pebbles back. Sometimes people in the store, they don't have, remember they used to have the scoopers and you took your pistachio nuts. If you took your pistachio nuts and pulled out a few shells, you don't want to pay for it, you're not throw it back into the container. Because that's adding shells. You can't add shells to a container. If it naturally occurs, that's part of the deal. But you can't put it in, even if it comes out to be the same percentage. Same thing here. When you have, I'm not saying the two halachas are totally zebizah, I mean the dugma. Here the same thing. If you have flour that has bran in it, it's all mitzarif. If you pulled out the bran, and you're in the bakery, you say, hey, we need some whole wheat flour. Say, okay, let's get the bran and throw it back in. Then it's not mitzarif. Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about some baking history of the last 4 or 5 years. If you've noticed, the last maybe 3-4 years, whole wheat bread and whole wheat bagels don't taste like they used to. Nobody ever wanted the whole wheat. It was tougher. It was rougher. Now it has almost the same consistency as the regular non-whole wheat. What changed? So I'll tell you, they discovered, and not as such a chachma, but they started to do whole wheat flour as follows. What happens with whole wheat? You grind the flour, and the soft things, they don't grind. They bend when you put them in the grinder, and they come out pieces. And that's why it doesn't taste so good. When you bake it, you have pieces that are not fine. Flour, the more you grind the flour, the better, the softer today's soft bread is in style. So the softer it is, the better it is. The more you grind it, the softer it is. If you have pieces in it, it's not going to be soft. So they came up with a chachma. What they do now is they grind it, they put it through a sifter, and the bran that doesn't grind gets sifted out. They take that, and they put it in a special bran grinder that's made that it could grind the bran well. And then they put it back into the flour. So that you're getting whole wheat, but it's being ground extremely well. So now, it's the same product, it just tastes better. It's ground better. But l'chaira, it had the health issue, I doubt it changes. But now we have a halachic issue. The halachic issue is this sif. If you're going to take, let's say, whatever number, you make a bracha on 5 pounds of flour. So you're going to take 5 pounds of whole wheat flour. That 5 pounds of whole wheat flour has a portion that was taken out and put back in. It's not mitzarif.
Why was it taken out?
So you could grind it.
Grinding is better.
What you're saying makes sense. I won't get back to what you're saying. Let's go to Seder. So in 2014, the Eidah Haredis in Yerushalayim put out, they have a kuntris, I think it's called Eitz Chaim, they put out a kol, psak, stickle tire with a psak, and they said the following. These are the numbers. This is from Eretz Yisrael. They said that all wheat, they said, is 18%. 18% is pretty much the mursin and suvin. Whole wheat, 18% of mursin and suvin. Roughly half of it gets ground in the initial grinding procedure. So that afterwards, typically about 9% remains, that's removed, ground separately, and put back in. So they put out a haidah to the ayamim that when you're making a bracha and separating challah, now the psak says to add 15%, to add a seventh to the shear. To add 15% to the shear, even though it's usually 9%, 10%, they say you can never know, play it safe, add 15%. So if you take a 5-pound bag, and let's say your psak is to only make a bracha on a 5-pound bag, and it's whole wheat flour, they're saying don't make a bracha. Because the flour is removed, the whole wheat is removed, and it's put back in. So this is the change in circumstances, which Api Pashtus has a shinoi, and at least their psak, l'gabi safik brachis, is this way. But it's not only a get to safik brachis. Listen to a Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Matzah. Right? You eat enough matzah already, right? For this year. Mishnah Brura here in Simit Tuf Nun Dalet. He says, we said pas subin, pas morsin, you're not yaitza matzah. Brand matzah, which I don't think they make today, you're not yaitza. Says, what happens if it's a mixture? It says like this. The Shulchan Aruch first. Ein yaitzin leib pas subin, leib pas morsin. Matzah can be made just out of bran. Ava. Losha was seisa b'subin u'morsin shiva. But if you make a whole wheat matzah, it's originally the flour with it. And it could be clean without the bran. He says you can make it either way. All whole wheat matzahs are good. Regular matzahs are good. And shalom al Yisrael. Zok de Mishnah Brura. The bran, the subin amorsa mitzdarf. Davka im lo yefrishad mimenu. When do we say the subin amorsa mitzdarf to matzah? They were never pulled out. Aval im yefrishad mimenu v'chaz v'irav al teicha kemach v'lashon biyachad im mitzdarf l'shir kazayis. Mishnah Brura says that it's not mitzdarf. So here, suddenly, this 15% or 9%, whatever number you pick, which is negeh legabe, not making a bracha on challah, is negeh to eating whole wheat matzah. He says when you eat whole wheat matzah, if the mitzias is, and I don't know the mitzias by the matzah, by the whole wheat matzah, by the shmura matzah bakeries, it may be that they don't separate, but if they did do this, to separate the morsin, grind it separately and put it back, then you would have to eat 10 to 15% more matzah to have your shear of a kazayas. That's what comes out, what? To have the... with all the other chumras of the shear, that's what you mean. With all the other chumras, you have here another chumra of eating whole wheat. Why? Tampered with, that's okay. Yeah. They dafke eat it. I think they hold more lechemayni. You know, it's funny, in the olden days, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch's time, poor people ate whole wheat. And wealthy people ate white flour. White flour, shalachay white flour. So it was considered inferior. And it's more lechemayni, because you eat it with morsin, you eat it with
different. Will this be a problem for the shear?
What? Here, you mean? Shachlatash. Okay, let's see some pushback on this. But the matzah l'maisa, the matzah by itself is the rice. It's not going to help you. The morsin.
If it's not in the town at all, you have no tassa.
You mean it should passel it? Chaim is asking why the brand doesn't passel it. It's like another ingredient mixed in. I guess the reason other ingredients is sour and lechemaini. But here... Okay, I get the question. Dailonu in this chumra, I don't know.
But when you put in the box, it's going to star in many ways. In terms of...
Challah?
Yeah.
It's not, because the morsin, even in one doa, not in star is. So therefore, they're not mitzvah. In the matzahs, they're mitzvah to shechala. I don't question. But legabi being yaitzah mitzvah matzah, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not mitzvah to kazayis a mitzvah matzah. That's what he said.
Would this make a problem with your benching on this right here?
It'll chayr is enough for benching as well. It would seem to be enough for benching as well.
Why?
Now.
No,
but you need a kazayis of bread. So if you take out the morsin, it's not a problem by yisur. The people eat a lot.
Kazayim.
Not so much a problem. The problem is matzah shikdek daiteches pras, and they're making a bracha. All right, there is a certain amount of pushback on this, and there are two possible. One is the mikray kaidish, or Pesach Frank on Pesach chelik bay simin ches, and he is talking in a case where they used to take the bran out of the sifter to check it for worms, to check it for bugs. He says there that it's mistaver, although he doesn't paskin the whole mikray kaidish, doesn't have klei psak. He says that if it's removed with das to put it back, not on amanos lachziran, could be that's not called removing it. You're removing it in order to put it back, so that's really it's a hemshach. It's not that you don't want the taste. He uses such a lashon. It's not because you don't want it. So he says b'derech efsher that may be. A good enough reason to be makel. That's one thing. It would solve the problems if it really. There's a second. What? So it should be the same. So even but there is psak. You look at it. It's not beloshen hechlet. It's beloshen svara. The question is whether he would pass in this way legabe matzah. There's another taina that has to do with shachir aleph. The shach says why doesn't bran count? Shachir Aleph says, "Ein mitzdarif, darisa sechem amar achmana, ve'ein ze derech arisa." It's not the way of making dough. La'arav by morsim v'subin la'achesh efrishem anachala, to mix these things in when you make it. The question is whether bizman hazeh, where whole wheat has become in style, and it's not considered inferior dough. Maybe the shach would say, look, it's not a gzeres hakasim, or it's not mitzarev. The gzeres hakasim is arisa sechem, it has to be a normal dough. Since it has to be a normal dough, this is also, as Mana said, this is also a normal dough. That would be a second argument to say that it should be mitzarev. Now, from svaris alone, we're not going to paskin halachis, but given that our shear of 5 pounds of flour is a chumra, has already many chumras built in, Mishtanu Habayim, and we're playing it safe in this year. Since there's so many chumras built in, so maybe since this chumra is something that's subject to a certain amount of debate, so maybe it's different. Maybe it could be mekel, right? Safik brachas, but still, perhaps a person could be mekel.
Now,
you mean because 5 pounds is what they normally use? Yeah. It's interesting, they started making the challah bags in 6 pound bags. Why did they make 6 pound bags?
Damn.
It was always 5 pound bags.
Why
did Chassidus come make 6 pound bags? Maybe they want to play it safe with the shir challah, so they're making 6 pound bags. What, they want to sell more? Okay.
Okay.
There is one possible additional nafkamina, and that is the bracha you make on bran cereal. The bracha we make on bran cereal. Now, I don't know how many true bran cereals exist. A bran cereal that's made out of flour with some bran added, so that's whole wheat cereal. It's not bran cereal. It just doesn't sound good, whole wheat cereal. I call it bran flakes. Unless you have real bran cereal. All brand, you have only brand cereal. So Rav Moshe, Nigras Moshe, it's interesting, in the first volume of Ebn Ezer, Tshuva Kuf Yudalit, he has a number of Yisoidis Tikka Arachayim Tshuvas. He wrote a letter to someone. The first Shaila, this person asked him, was, if your wife doesn't cover her hair, are you obligated to give her a divorce? That's the Shaila in the beginning of the Tshuva. Says, Nigamara, your wife don't cover, you have to give her a divorce. So Rav Moshe writes that Bisman Hazeh, it's not a simon of... it's a Siba, not a Simon, and he says, you don't have to give her a divorce, and if you want a divorce, you have to pay the Ksuba. That's what he tells him. But then he has other tshuvas in the same thing. A number of Yisaidistika tshuvas, that's where he writes about washing in the bathroom, that even in the modern bathrooms, a person shouldn't wash in the bathroom, Hamaiti is not even good b'di'evit, and just washing from the bathroom to Davin, he says you should wash outside the bathroom. If there's no sink outside, you should at least be Menaka outside, say Ashiyatza, yeah. That's his truth about the bear. He has a few, he cites a stick of truths in Kuf Yudalit. And one of the things he writes there is that the bracha on a true brand cereal is shahakol. That the bracha is a shahakol on a brand cereal because it's not the derech, it's not kamach. Therefore, it's a shahakol. This truth was written in 1959. One wonders if the point is it's not the derech, whether it changed, I don't know if it changed. Today I don't know if people use all brand, they use whole wheat. But you know, you wonder in this discussion if that would change as well.
Is that like the okay. Do they make the shakolan to fill the fish because it's so much
matzimilin? Yeah, the question of making mezainis on gefilte fish, yeah. Anyway, this is Sif Gimel. So we learned Sif Beis, which is different types of dough, and Sif Gimel, which is whole wheat, which is much more negeh lahalacha. Alright, now as you can see on your page, Siv Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion are in quick succession. Let's learn them properly, but since not so in the Gala Halacha, we'll try to deal with them and understand them and move to the next. Okay, Siv Ches is again the Gaya, talks about other ingredients. I'm sorry, Siv Test is other ingredients. Siv Dal. Kav Chitim. A kav is more than the share or less than the share? Because the share is 5/4. It's 1 1/4 kav. So you have kav chitim mitzadzeh, kav soirim mitzadzeh, and kav kusmin be'emtza. A kusmin is mistarif with everything. Mechabron, it connects them. Vare elu mitzarifin, b'tzarech lahafrish mikol min v'min. Says the kusmin is mitzarif them, but you have to separate from every min, the way the Taz explains. Kusmin is mistarif with chitim to the right and soirim to the left. But chitim and soirim are not mitzarif. They're not considered one dough. So therefore, when you look at the kusmin, we're not sure, like Chaim Yinayel Mafkis, is the kusmin, which is a kav, chayim v'chalim, because it's mitzarif with the chita? So kusmin and chita is one, and soirim is pater? Or is the kusmin mitzarif with the soirim, and the chitim is pater? It's impossible to say. So therefore, when you separate on the kusmin, it paters one, but not both. So in effect, you have to separate from all three. Tana says lav nafka all three. Who I did, if you would separate from the two outside ones, it would be the same thing. If you separate the chitim and the sayim, the kusmin is part of meman afshach. And memela, it works. Again, going with the ground rule, the chitim and sayim are not mitzvah. Easy enough. You make one bracha. The suffix is which two are mitzvah? What? Because we said noishchay samitzarif. That was the mishnah.
It's touching.
It's touching. It's noishchim. Noishchim is a wizard. Sivhei, the same case with a different number. Chatzi kav chitim mitzadzeh. Chatzi kav sayim mitzadzeh. Chatzi kav kusmin beemtzah mitzarifin. V'toymin min hakusmin al shloshdon. Here the kusmin and chitim alone are not chayiv. The kusmin and sayim alone are not chayiv. And the Mela, it's enough to separate from Kusman. So, what?
You make a bracha on this?
Yeah, you make a bracha on it because there's definite chiyuv. There happens to be, there's a Reb Chaim, the Gracha la Rambam. Reb Chaim is called Tarakula, right? So Reb Chaim in the Gracha la Rambam, Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Vav, has a Chakira about Pshat in this Sif. Again, you have half a kav Kusman in middle. Here kav chitim, here kav sayrim, so you separate once from the kusmin. Rav Chaim clears, what's chayiv and chala? Is pshat that the whole three together has a chayiv chala? So that the chitim and sayrim also have a din chala on them, because of the kusmin? Or the pshat is no. Pita misarim not mitzdarif. The kusmin achayim achala. Because the kusmin is a chatikav. It's mitzdarif with another half on one side, another half on the other side. The kusmin is chayim. Or the chita misarim chayim. If someone would eat the dough of the chita without separating, is he over on tevel? Is there a chiv on shloshtan? Is a chiv only on the kusmin itself? This is Reb Chaim's clear. If you look in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalid, it says Tzarich what's the lashon? Sifhei Taimin Akusmin Al Shloshtan. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that all three achayiv together, which is one side of the Reb Chaim. What's the lashon of the Shach? I think was Mashar the other way. His lashon is Shach Yud Beis. The end of Yud Beis, his lashon is. Sorry, what? The question is: if all three achayim achala, or just the middle one? I'm sorry, Yud Gimel. The end of Yud Gimel, he says Chitim Sayim Shem Itzdarfim Zeh Zepturim. The Shach Yud Gimel says like the other side of Reb Chaim, that only a kusmin achayim, the things from the two sides are betz and potter. Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Shloshtan. That's where Chaim's Kler. Chaim Kler is in the lumdis of the Chatzikav, the three Chatzikavs that are Chayiv. Is it just the Kusman that's Chayiv? Because it has a Kler to mean Zdarf to Bo. What?
Six
fourths. It's one Sheer Chala.
There's only one
Chayiv. The Kusman and anyone wouldn't be Chayiv. So now the Kusman needs both to be Chayiv. So the Kusman is definitely Chayiv. Do we say now that the whole mixture is one chiyuv? What do we say? The chitim apotter. Then I'm mitzdarf with sirim. Sirim apotter, then I'm mitzdarf with chitim. The kusman achayiv, because they have to be mitzdarf with on the two sides. That's what Chayim is
playing.
The last one, the kusman is mitzdarf with one to be chayiv. Kusman achitim achayiv, so chitim achayiv. Because in sirim achayiv, it's for sirim achayiv. There you have kusman v'sirim kashir. You have kusman achitim kashir. So each thing it has its own reason to be chayiv.
Here
it's a chatzikav, each one.
So,
and achayiv, it's chatzik and chatzik. It's only one kav. It's not the shir chala. It's only the shir chala when you take all three together, and therefore it's there. Okay, sivav, kavchitim mitzadzeh, kavchitim mitzadzeh, kav oiriz be'emtza. And here you have a flour, a rice dough. It's made out of rice, which is part of a chala. A kav shal of a kechavim, or a goyiz dough, a kav shal chala, or a kav of chala that was already separated, ain't a mitzdarf. And the middle thing is not chayiv, it's not mitzdarf the outside, that's simple. Avon, Ramaz Han, im hoya beineyem isa, shikvar hurma chalasa mitzdarfin. I'm not sure that I understand the lumdis. It says, if you have chala in the middle, it's not mitzdarfin. If you have isa, that was once chayiv, but it was hufrish, it is mitzdarif. I don't really understand. The Shach Tesvav says Afa Pisha Asher Viptura Kim Shahoisa Bidin Chala mitzdarif. It's enough to give a tziruf, even though it's not enough to. Even though it itself will never be chayiv. Okay, it's a halacha. Siv Zayin Hayiv Neim Kav Shal Minecha Bechemesh Samin Amekav Mishal Isha Acheretz Mitzdarfin. Even though it's somebody else's or it's a different min. We have two chitim on the two ends. So even if it's not mitzdarif, is enough. It itself is not mitzdarif. It's enough to connect the two outside ones. So you have a kaf chitim, they're not touching. There's a dough in the middle which makes them, in effect, touching. That's like when you play tag, remember electricity? Right? If you touch the base, you touch someone, then someone else can touch him, and he's like he's touching the base. That's what this is. You have a kaf chitim. You have something in the middle. The thing in the middle only makes, it's not chayiv, but it connects the two outside ones as if the two outside ones are touching on their own. That's of Zion.
But what's in the middle? I thought the other things are not mitzdarif.
They're not, but they connect them. They're not mitzdarif, but they connect the two outside ones. So it makes the other two electricity. It's the other two, kavim amitzdarif. Yeah, I told you, Ramaz Han. He's saying it's enough to connect them. That's his halacha, and the kabbal and the kabbal. A sibches is a little more negei al halacha. I don't know what we're going to do with it. So it's fortunate we'll learn it now. Maybe I'll be able to find out from the hechsher organizations what they do. There's a halacha that ema frishin when you separate challah, you can't separate. You can't say mimin alei neminai, two different minim. But you also can't separate from old on new. Now again, the din is originally by truma. By truma, you can't. It's also to separate from the wheat of 1 year on the wheat of another year. Truma and ma'aser. Truma and ma'aser, you separate each year on its own year. Now this is certainly true years 2 and 3, which have different ma'asers. But even year 1 and 2, which has the same din and ma'aser, you can't separate from the truma from wheat that grew 1 year or grapes that grew 1 year and grapes that grew another year. Ain't terming menachadash ala yasha. Truma, it says kain terimu gamatem. We said it's hookish to challah. But challah also, the Mechambi here writes that you can't separate from old on new. And therefore the Mechambi says, in Sivches, kavshal tvua chadasha, kavshal yishana im itstarfen. If you have flour, which is a mixture of product of 2 different years, so they are not mitzdarif one with the other, and this can cause issues, especially in a country like the United States, where there's an abundance of wheat, and there's always wheat from different years that are mixed in the flour that we get. And therefore, it comes out to be something of an issue. Now, we'll deal with it in depth, Yitz Hashem, next week. There's a Truma in the Michas Yitzchak, Chelik Ches. Truva Mem Gimel. I'm sorry. Truva Kuv Zayin. He writes that in the year after Shemitah, this year, there's typically a shortage of last year's flour, because they don't want to use the flour, you know, even though we're proud of the Shomer Shviyas, most of Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, is not Shomer Shviyas. And most of the flour in Eretz Yisrael is, if you know, certainly if you don't hold of the Hetem Mechira, and not everyone uses the Hetem Mechira, then the most of the flour is not acceptable, it should not be eaten. And therefore, typically on the year after Shemitah, there's only a small amount of last year's wheat available, and to prepare for that, the year before Shemitah, they say from the old flour, the old wheat, another year flour stays under good conditions. It stays well. You have to make sure it doesn't get bugs, but besides worms, the flour itself can stay for a very long time. So they typically have flour from 2 different years, And he writes that now it's an issue in separating challah. As you know, in the matzah bakeries, it's one thing in a regular bakery, they make Shabbos challahs. They put in 100 pounds of flour on one shot. So 100 pounds, you got plenty of room for 2 years worth of flour, or 3 years worth of flour. You certainly have 5 pounds. Even if you have 20 years of flour, you probably have 5 pounds from any 1 year. And this is not much of an issue. But in matzah, or in people making it from 5 pound bags, if you have a mixture of old and new, and you have just the shear, just a little more than the shear, so it becomes an issue in separating min ha yoshan al chadash. So, all right. So, Yitz Hashem will deal with it next week, and I hope to find out how the organization can.